This is Brooke Shields, and I got my radio station on for Rodney on the Rock at KROQ in Pasadena.
Oh, thank you, Brooke. Here in the studio, just happened to stop by. Brought us a very interesting tape.
Hey there, rock fans!
I understand you did a very big show last over the weekend.
Well, Rodney, you were there. It was another smash, sold-out pair of evenings at the fabulous Cabaret and the fine Van Halen tradition, and it was great. It was great. There were so many people there, boy. They were just cramped, packing into every nook and cranny. It was crazy down there. And I understand it's going to get even crazier, Rod. And I'd like to thank all the wonderful people at KROQ and all the people who work down at the Cabaret for giving us those first two beautiful nights of our annual Van Halen Christmas tour. We couldn't have done it without them.
So you had encores. It was amazing at the end.
Oh, yeah.
We're Venus playing. And the Razor Blades you played with?
Sure, they're good friends of ours, and we played with them at the Whiskey before, and this was the second time we performed with them, and we shared dressing rooms, among other things. So everybody had a good old time. It was a ball. We had a ball.
We got Wolfgang next week. You know Wolfgang?
Wolfgang has opened up for us several times at the Starwood. Yeah, we've played with them.
What do you think about the L.A. band scene? It's starting to pick up pretty well, isn't it?
Well, Rod, we all know what's coming out of New York these days, and I think it's about time for L.A. to take their place on top here, and we're bound and determined to get something going around here, and I think the Cabaret and several of the other clubs in the area are starting to play local talent more and more, and
it's about time.
People are starting to notice, you know, the crowds are pegging. I think we played to about 3,500 people over those two nights at the Cabaret, and you know, that's something to talk about. That's really something.
Yeah. We got Pop coming down here a bit later. You know the guys from Pop? They put out their own record on their own label, Backdoor Man Records.
Pop will be opening up for us at the Fabulous Whiskey coming up on Christmas week. We'll be playing with Pop and for several nights, and then the boys will be playing with us out there. We're really looking forward to it.
Of course, we're coming back to the Cabaret soon, I hope.
I hope so, too, Rod. You've gotten us several jobs, Rodney. You got us into the Cabaret, and you got us into the Starwood, where we'll be Monday and Tuesday night playing with a band called Fresh. And we couldn't have done it without you either, Rodney.
So tell us about this tape we're going to play in a few minutes. What happened about that?
All right. Well, we were playing one night, and some of the fellas from Kiss came down to see the band, who you brought along to see. And they came by and said, ooh-ah. A couple days later, we were in New York City doing a little tape recording down Electric Ladyland Studios. So what we have here is one hell of a demo tape, and this is something that we're showing people around, and people are being, you know, exposed to it. And this is the first radio play we've ever gotten. This is just a tape here, but we're proud to be on the rocks of Los Angeles.
What's it called?
This is called Running with the Devil.
We'll be right back. heard 8 days a week from the new Runaways album, and now the Runaways, Joan Jett on lead vocals. And before that, Gotta Get Out Tonight, off the Waiting for the Night album, and Saturday Night Special.
Off the And Now Runaways album.
Right. David Lee Roth is here from Van Halen, the lead singer. How you doing?
Hello, rock fan. Diamond Dave is here. Have no fear.
How do you like being with the Runaways again?
Oh,
it's like old times here on the Rock, isn't it?
I remember the Runaways back at, what, was Boomers in Santa Monica?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I remember when they used to open up for you, and now you're playing big arenas and things.
Okay, make a few
bad thoughts. No, you opened up for them, I think, wasn't it?
Oh, sure.
We didn't
ever
look for each other.
I think we shared a poster once.
Yeah.
Runaways New Year's Eve.
So Dave, what are you doing? I heard you're supposed to be playing the Whiskey on New Year's.
Well, what happened, Rodney, is I broke my foot. I smashed the ball on my foot. We were taking the picture for the album cover, and the picture on the back of the album cover is a shot of me in the air, and right before I slammed it down on the floor, and that's going to be the shot, and so I got to wear a cast for a while, and we're going to have to cancel out. We were going to do a surprise shot at the Whiskey New Year's Eve, and just the right biggest party of town, you know,
wow,
on the marquee, so we got to cancel.
Yeah, well, the Whiskey, the Babies are playing their New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they picked it up. But we're recording our new record. Van Halen is in town. You know, the world vacation is over for 1978.
Wait, Dave, stay on Kelly for me.
Oh, Kelly. Yeah.
Say hello to Rosetta for me.
Oh, Rosetta. Who's Rosetta?
My girlfriend.
Oh, Rosetta.
She has a lot of friends that are really into rock and roll and that really dig you guys.
All right. Well, Van Halen is hometown boys, you know.
Yeah.
We're all from around here.
Pasadena.
Showing up. Arcadia. One from Arcadia.
Your fan club letter. Did you check that out?
I certainly did, man. They were sending out the Van Halen fan club and the buttons and the hats and, man, Never Never Land.
Right. So I hope your leg gets better. What exactly happened? Diving out of a plane type of shot? Or?
Well, it's in the air. You'll have to buy the record, which would be out, I think, in February.
I sent some songs over. I guess your manager has them.
Oh, well, there may be a Rodney song on the disc then.
So. Ooh,
we'll have to check that out.
So who's doing the photos for the album cover?
Same fellow who did the last one, Elliot Gilbert is his name. And he shoots these really kinky shots of smoky underworld, you know, the whole thing. So that's where Van Halen's coming from.
Now, where are the other guys? What are they doing tonight?
Let's see. Some of them are out partying. I think some of them are out in Hollywood. And the others are shacked up with a honey somewhere.
Hey, I like that party you guys had at the Body Shop, your platinum album presentation.
Oh, well, we wanted to have an appropriate place, so we picked a strip joint.
Yeah, that was on the strip.
Had people dancing and music and too much food and drink, and had to shovel everybody out. And,
Is there anything you want to ask the girls?
Not on radio, no.
Have you met the new bass player, Laurie McAllister?
Oh, I just did.
Dave, Laurie?
All right. Bass players have stronger fingers.
Right. You have to save up those fingers.
We're going to have to get her in touch with Leo's 14 big ones.
Really? You're going to be checking out the Runaways and be playing around town.
Absolutely. We're going to go out to the Whiskey and watch them in action in front of our naked eyes. Swimming eyes. Can't wait.
So when's the album going to come out?
Early February, and then we'll roll it back out on the road in March, I think.
What's the title of the album? Any titles?
It took a long time, and we wanted to come up with something really conceptual, quasi-religious. We decided to call it Number Two.
Number Two. Right. Van
Halen.
Something
that has great meaning, longevity.
Van Halen Two.
But this, you know, it's all new material. And
any cover songs on that?
There may be one cover tune, but we keep dredging nonsense out of our past, you know, the bar times and all
that.
We used to do tons of other people's material, so, you know, you stick it on the plastic.
You Really Got Me was really good. I guess that was gold and platinum.
Well, that was good before Van Halen ever even heard it.
Right. When you guys, when I came into Gazzari's that time, when you guys out of there and get you into the Starwood, you guys were doing Race with the Devil. At that time, you used to say, well, someday this will be on the radio.
Really? And everybody used to go, nah, nah.
remember when you guys came down to my show and brought the Gene Simmons version of Running with the Devil, him producing?
Sure.
I still got that on tape. Someday I'll play it.
Well, now Gene's on it. Now Gene's producing his own stuff. He's doing his own
He's
stuff.
Producing Virgin now. Let's take a couple of calls. People might be surprised.
Take a call. Take
Hey, Rod. Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. I just want to say hi to Joan.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, and Sandy. And Lita. Get out of here. And I want to say hi to David.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Come close to your phone. Hold the phone against your body.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then
I like that,
want to
huh?
say that I think that the Runaways are great and Van Halen is fantastic.
Well, thank you, darling.
Oh, anytime.
Right on.
Okay, and then I also want to say I'm very talkative. No. Okay, you guys are playing the can't even talk. Okay, you guys are playing on the 29th and 30th at the Golden Bear, right?
29th and 30th, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. And Ronnie, do you want to play a song for me?
What song?
I Want to Be Where the Boys Are.
Oh, yeah.
So I better let you go.
Are we going to do All a Million there?
Pretty soon. I did get a couple of calls there. We'll play Lita's song. And man, we haven't played that on my show yet. We're going to be playing that a little bit later.
Pick up another call. Something tasteless.
Okay. I don't want to get that line. I have a new system here. Hey, Rock.
Oh, don't get the...
Wow.
What did
he
say?
He says you're a nice lady. Hey, Rock.
Yeah, I want to talk to the Runaways in general, not one specific one.
Okay.
Hey, do you remember when he played the whiskey last time? The guys in the front were trying to give you roses.
The guys that gave you roses when last time you played.
Yeah, we remember.
Okay, well, that was me. You guys, we're going to hand you something a little bit different this time.
Oh!
So be prepared for some beef.
Is this Leo?
I think handed. No, not quite.
Damn. You're
going
to hand her 14 big ones.
In 14 different locations. Yeah.
14 different locations.
And is it possible to get flowers in support here?
I like
get what?
Is it possible to get the new album and now the Runaways in an import?
Yeah, can you get the new album anywhere?
It's supposed to be at, Licorice
Pizza
and stuff. I talked to them the other day. It should be getting this week.
As an import?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hello?
No, operator, no. In? Oh,
thank
no.
You.
That's my wife.
She's catching on now. All right.
Hey, the version of 8 days a week was the best thing I've ever heard.
God, you're
thank you.
N-O,
operator.
The first
no.
person to ever say that. Thank you. You're wonderful.
That was excellent. That
thank
was
you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Rock.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Jenny.
Yeah,
Jenny. From Garden Grove. You remember me, Rodney?
Who?
Jenny from Garden Grove.
Garden Grove.
The Runaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's pregnant.
No, no. Rosetta, you didn't say that.
I didn't catch when the Runaways were playing at the Golden Bear.
29th and 30th of this month.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Can I talk to Joan?
Yeah, Joan, she wants to talk
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Okay.
Are you going to come and see us?
Yeah, I sure will.
Great, stand on tables and yell.
I will.
Okay.
I'll get next day to see you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Rock. Hello.
Yeah. Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a couple questions here. I'd like to know if you could repeat the bands we're playing at the Mask Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, at the Mask coming up this Friday and Saturday. They're going to have a three big nights of Mask Madness. I think Friday, the 22nd, it's going to be the Plugs, the Bags, Fly Boys, and Red Army. And that starts at 9 o'clock. And on Saturday, December the 23rd, it's going to be X, Plugs, Offs, and the Extremes. And then on Sunday, they're going to have a special show. They're going to start it at 11 p.m. It's going to be Nikki Beat with Heavy Friends, too heavy to mention on the air, Controllers, and Serban Laws.
Okay, and I was wondering, you know how much it's going to cost?
I don't know. It's probably about $3 or $4. Okay. Call the Mass. I'll let you know.
And
that's
going to
be at the corner of Santa Monica Boulevard and Vine, and that's at 6314 Santa Monica Boulevard.
Call director collect Richmond 9, 5171.
Play some music, does.
Yeah.
We need some music, Rodney.
So, any of the bands you want to see in particular, or what?
No, well, I'd like to go Friday night. I hope a lot of people go out there because the Bags are pretty good. I saw Flyboys before at the bass and file.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Also, I haven't heard you play any Richard Hell and the Voidoids.
Yeah, I should. Apparently, I used to have the album, and I lost it.
Oh, you lost it.
Because the guys at K-Rock, they used to manage the station.
Yeah.
They got rid of it because Richard Hell didn't play on stage that time with, I think, Blondie and Devo at the Palladium.
Yeah, do you know if Richard Hell's going to be out here?
Oh, he should be. Of course, his drummer is now in the Ramones.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, buddy.
Kent Rock.
Oh, I just want to tell David Lee Roth this company. Our hair was great. I saw them at Long Beach and Anaheim, and they were great.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. It was our pleasure to play for you.
When really?
When are you going to be around L.A.?
Probably March or April you can look for us in town here when we get back on the road.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, let's get back to more music. Lita has something special on this.
Say it, Lita. So
tell us about your cut we're going to be playing.
I'm a Million, come on.
Tell us
there's
about
nothing
it.
To,
did you write it and you
say,
sing it?
I wrote it and I sing it. My first song.
Okay, is anybody special you want to dedicate it to?
Yeah, I want to get to a band called Laser.
Okay, this is for Laser, and this is Lita Ford of the Runaways singing and playing. Let's hear it. I'm in the studio with a very beautiful young lady with a new solo album out called Beauty's Only Skin Deep. That's by Cherie Curry. Cherie, how you doing?
I'm fine, Roger.
We were in the parade today, weren't we? The doo-dah parade.
That was fun.
How'd you like that?
It was very different.
It was the first time I've ever ridden in a parade.
It's the first time I've ever ridden in a parade, too.
It was great.
It was really nice.
You know, some interesting people. All the K-Rock jocks were on there. Bob Sala, Gene Chappelle was on. And there's a guy, a friend of ours from K-Rock, Paul Hellman III. He gave me an unbelievable punk flag with, like, safety pins and pictures stuck all the way through it. I'd like to thank him for that. Paul Hellman III was on the float as well. So, yeah. Cherie, what are you doing? You're going to Japan, you were telling me.
Yeah, January 9th with my sister Marie.
Are you doing a tour over there, or just...
No, it'll be a week. It'll just be to negotiate our tours and our commercials.
Will it?
Yeah, it'll be a blast.
So is your sister Marie, she's your twin sister, she has a band now?
Yes, called the Marie Curie Band. They're fantastic musicians.
She sings on your album as well, doesn't she?
Yes, one song. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Also in the studio, we have Stephen T, who plays on your album.
Yeah, Stephen.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey.
Ex-Venus and the Razor Blades. What does 78 look like to you?
Oh, God, I think it's...
77 was the year of the punk.
Yeah, I think this is the year of real good rock and roll. I don't know, personally, I think... Well, punk rock will probably last another year, but I think it's going to fade.
It'll probably be more pop. You know what I think is going to be real big for 78? There's a group called Devo. And a group called Jam. Those are my predictions. Jam and Devo are going to be very big for 78. Devo did an unbelievable show last night with Mink DeVille at Santa Monica Civic. I think they stole Mink's audiences. I hate to say anything, but Devo were really on top of it. We're going to play something by them a little bit later in the show.
They'll be huge in England, I think.
Oh, yeah. Eno and David Bowie is going to be producing their album. They just signed with a record company, a very big company. And we'll be announcing that probably next week, the name of the company. And the Pistols are playing in San Francisco on I think January the 14th, I'm not sure.
I've never seen the Sex Pistols ever.
Well, all the times you've been to England, you haven't even seen them yet?
No.
How many times have you been to England when
I've
you were at the Runaways?
Once.
Only once?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you like breaking off and doing your own thing?
Well, it's a lot easier.
More control, right?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. I miss the companionship of the Runaways sometimes. Mm-hmm. I listen to the old albums. The girls were really, we did have some real fantastic times. But, it became time to where we all wanted to do our own thing, and this is what I wanted to do, and I think I'm better at it.
Right.
So I'm happy. I mean, everything's working out real good.
Yeah. Well, we're going to blow your mind. We're going to play an oldie but a goodie, a flashback. Maybe you can tell us a story about it. Cherry Bomb. Can you tell us a little story about how that was written?
Well, that was written by Joan Jett and Kim Fowley on the day I went to try out for the Runaways. They wrote it right there.
Right there on the spot?
Yeah, that's a song that got me, I sang that song that got me in the Runaways.
Oh. And didn't they design a little cherry? The friend of yours designed a cherry?
Yes, David Kroll, who designed the cherry logo for the Runaways.
And that's like in all the Runaway albums and...
Yeah, that was our first gold single.
Oh, you even have a tattoo on your shoulder. Is it still there?
Yeah, that's still there.
Right.
People are crowding to get in the front door.
I know, everyone's crowding.
Yeah, there's everybody.
They're crowding to see this unbelievable album cover. Unbelievable.
I can't believe that.
That cover, Beauty's Only Skin Deep. Is there going to be posters of that? I definitely want that on my wall.
No, not of the front cover. There'll probably be some posters of the front cover.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, it's a different picture. It's a different picture.
Very revealing there. I like that.
Yeah, the photographer's great.
And what's the photographer's name, anyway?
I'm sorry.
Lori.
Lori.
Right.
And he's fabulous. He's great.
Okay, we're going to hear an oldie. This is Cherry Bomb, The Runaways.
Okay.
Want to hear that special whiskey ad? Or
yeah, want to do it. Here's Don, the drummer, Don Ball.
Doing no, wait, he changed his name. What is it?
Don Summers. Don Summers.
You changed your name?
We all did. Commercial Art Damage, Don Summers, Ben Wobbles, and Lord.
What? No more Pat Smear? Are you kidding?
I don't know. It's for tonight. We're high on something.
Oh, no.
But anyway, the Whiskey on the Sunset Strip is the place to be for all your musical needs. Coming up this Sunday from England, Madness.
That's tonight.
Plus, that is incidentally tonight. He's correct. Plus, the Go-Go's and the Busboys on Tuesday night. It's Jules and the Polar Bears and the King Bees. Then on Wednesday, December 5th, it'll be Pegasus and Sweet 19. Then Thursday night, it's the Plimsolls, the King Bees, and Candy Apple, and the Suggestions. Upcoming December 7th and 8th, it'll be Sham 69 plus the Dead Kennedys. Then on the 11th of December, it's Michael Desbears, whose major claim to fame is being married to Miss Pamela, the GTOs, and the Eyes. And on the 12th, the Whiskey presents Levi and the Rockettes.
Yay!
Along with they call them the Rockettes now. Is that because along with the Shifters on the 13th, it's Pogo at the Go-Go with the Bags, Go-Go's, and Human Hands. And on Friday and Saturday, December 14th and 15th, it's Code Blue. On the 18th, see Sports Ailing with Sumner. Coming on the 19th, it's Pogo again at the Go-Go with, quote, X, unquote, Fear and the Crowd. Then on the 20th, that's how it's written, the 20th, it's the Weirdos, Middle Class, and the Silencers.
I saw one of
December 21st through 22nd, it's the Christmas Extravaganza. The 21st, or the 20-iced, as it's written here, brings Plugs, Spaz Attack, Black Flag, Arthur J. and the Gold Cups, Geza X and Hal Negro, and the Satin Tones, plus the Bus Boys. All I can do is read it, you know. The 22nd presents the Germs. No, that's it.
You thought, huh?
Plus Taco Jimmy, Spaz Attack, Hal Negro, Geza X, and Special Surprises.
Go get me a beer.
New group from Huntington Beach. At the Whiskey, December 27th, it, Top.
This is the longest ad in fucking
history. For the holidays, December 28th, Zippers, Ultravox, December 29th, Mick Smiley and Ultravox, the 30th brings Ultravox, and the 31st will be the Alley Cats, and of course, Ultravox. That's all at the Whiskey on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood.
Right, when are you guys playing there again?
Where?
At the Whiskey? What day was that?
The 22nd, but I'm not allowed in the front door.
That's weird that you're playing there, but you're not allowed in the front door. Doesn't make sense. That's strange. Yeah, so what have you guys been doing? You're doing a movie soundtrack?
Yeah.
Darby, you want to tell us about that?
No.
Darby Crash?
Pat will. No,
Pat.
And Wobbles. Pat?
Bring Art. Tell him, Don.
Don?
Yeah, what exactly is this? I mean, Jack Nietzsche, didn't he work with Phil Spector and arranging?
We're doing a soundtrack for this home.
He's real famous for a lot
it's
of
all
things.
About physics.
Yeah.
Where's my whistle?
Carly Chong talks about him a lot.
Does she?
No, I got it.
Hold on
1 minute.
Yeah, he's real famous.
See, we're doing this home of film, and it's all about fisting and
special apparatus and lubricants.
Yeah, Crisco.
Is there any KY being used, or what?
Just lots of Crisco.
They don't show the brand name. They have duct tape over it.
Al Pacino likes it up, though.
So what's the name of the film?
Cruising
for abusing. Sounds like.
God.
So how many songs will the Germs be doing in the film?
6, but they're not going to use them all.
Not going to use them all. What are they going to do with the outtakes? And will they give them to you guys
they
and
give them to us.
Put them out on Slash Records or something?
Get them.
They keep them.
See, we don't know that.
You should try to bargain with them. Maybe they'll give them to you. Or something.
Bargain.
You haven't
met these people. Did you see the latest thing Jack Nietzsche did in the headlines?
Yeah, I read about that.
He put a gun up her and threatened to blow her.
But it's since been reduced to aggravated assault.
Because he's not even put it up
for. Yeah, Phil Spector is sending out pictures of Jack saying, he used to work for me. He was the original ranger for all those those records, Be My Baby and the Do Run Run. In fact, that
he
Christmas
did Rolling album. Stones, too, right?
Yeah, he did Rolling Stones. And the Cadillac Walk, he produced that.
Wow.
Yeah, who can forget?
Yeah.
Who can forget that?
So we're going to come out sounding like Mink DeFoe.
So, Don, why don't you introduce everybody to the audience out there? Not too many people know who everybody is.
Well, this is everybody. Here's what I'd like you to meet the audience.
Can you see?
Now, awesome. Now the audience has to introduce itself.
They will. Let me come out. Now, what does each person play? And
well, I'm Don Summer, and of course, I play.
real. That's mine.
No. I play. I bang on things.
That's not my real name.
Don Summer.
No, not his real one.
Okay, and this is Art Damage. He plays guitar, sort of. And then, of course. Ben Wabals on vocals. He's Jaw's brother. Then, what was your name again?
Lorna
Lisa. No! The Lorna
Dune. Lorna Dune?
Yes, on the bass thing.
So, you once had a drummer before that was a girl, right?
Whatever
happened, what happened to her? What happened to the other girl? She's still around.
Right on it.
Playing records at the
No, Rainbow? What does she do?
Turkey eggs.
She makes turkey eggs. No, what does she do really? No.
She makes turkey eggs.
Oh, she's a computer data processing. She'll date any computer.
Oh, no. It's a movie like that.
So, Don, you've been in a lot of groups before, joining the Germs, right? You were like in the Yvonnes and.
Funny you asked me that.
Weren't you in a group with one of the Human Hands at one point, too?
No.
I thought you were.
With what?
One of the Human Hands? Was.
Oh, yeah, I've been in.
He's been with both of them.
I forget. Wait, let me think about that. No, just lots. There was one called the Yvonnes with Rob of the Bags, the lead player.
Hey, I saw Rob today.
Speaking of the bags.
I'm one of one. How much you make, Rob?
He's great.
Hi, Rob.
And did you do anything with Nervous Gender?
Yeah, but
lots of things.
And what about Vox Pop?
That's the present.
That's working right now? Who's all working on that now?
Well, it's not real work. It's just me and Michael from Nervous Gender and Paul, who's the ex-guitarist of the Consumers, and who's now the sound, sound unit at the Hong Kong. He operates their machinery there.
Ah, sounds okay.
And some other people.
You guys have known me to backwards as Pickle.
And this friend of ours from Phoenix named Dell, who's real
Don is the serious member of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is pretty sunny. That's something else.
Did you guys go to that party? Today? It was a party for Andy Warhol because you guys were in Interview Magazine.
Yeah,
that was a good
thing.
Oh, that was a good picture. I liked it. It was good. It was short, but it should have been bigger.
It is lying on the ground. We're going to be in Vogue magazine.
And the next day they took the pictures.
You're going to be in Vogue? Yeah. When's this?
And then we woke up.
So where else are you playing besides the Whiskey? Is there a CD concert
after
coming
that, up? Probably nowhere.
Play it at Tinks.
Oh, that's before that, though.
We're playing at Hope Hall.
1400 Hope Hall. Street Hall. Is that the place you wrecked before?
It's on.
It's not
I don't know where it is, but it's evidently the happening spot on the 14th and 15th.
Hey, Gerber, she good?
Not the 15th. Just the 14th.
So how did you guys get this reputation of being so outrageous? Because whenever I tell people you were on the show, people almost fainted. They went like that, and people were just
they
shocked.
Won't let us drink.
Hey, man, we're just mellow cats. Just drinking. Trying to have a good time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I need a fix if you have one to bring it up. They won't let us drink. Would you bring some beer up?
And some tab. Bring some food. We're starving.
Ronnie wants tab and food. We like beer and drugs. Hard ones.
And little boys.
Tylenol. Lots of little boys.
Yeah.
Vibrant.
I'll take the girls. Little girls.
I want little boys. Cal wants little boys. Nicole wants little boys. I want big ones.
I prefer the, just bring dead ones for me. Breaded
now wait,
ones.
Now wait. Say you saw it. Tom.
I'll take the girls. If there's any young girls out there. Cheerleaders or Catholic schoolgirl uniforms or whatever.
Well, that's real news. Say, well, you probably don't remember.
Tell me about the album.
Do you remember Claire?
Claire, yeah.
Claire.
The actual young girl.
Yeah. Wait, insult the Chinese people for beating up Tom.
Can we talk about Iranian death?
Yeah, Waters and I were in that shop.
Let's talk about the album.
I have carnal knowledge of the Ayatollah.
Did Joan Jett really produce this album?
No, she slept on the couch.
Did she produce records like Kim Fowley?
She's great, actually.
You can hear where she was asleep on the couch.
Just in the album, you can hear what she was sleeping with.
The extent of her art isn't really evident on the album itself.
It's mostly
but she was great. She was really good.
What's the line that you say in Shut Down where you mentioned Joan Jett's name and Cherie's mentioned in there?
Just something like, Cherie, you didn't hear anything. Something like, something about Joan being passed out on the couch because she was.
At the time.
How long did it take? How long did it take to make the album?
Day and a half.
Fucking forever.
And how's it selling? Is it selling like everywhere?
Oh, it sold great.
Forever.
Really?
The returns are great too.
And it's still
lots of warp.
It's still available, right? You can still get it.
Yeah, the six and Licorice Pizza on Hollywood Boulevard.
What about the early Germ stuff, like the single forming?
Well, we never did anything for the album.
Is that hard to get?
That's
impossible to get.
That's
the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. Okay, well, let's hear the long version of Shutdown. Which Darby Crouch originally wrote the F word.
Here goes.
And touch the tip.
Do you like to be called Wendy O. Williams or Wendy Arlene Williams? Because I'm not the English
person. Whatever turns you on.
It all turns me on. Okay. How did the band meet you? How did you get together with the band?
Must have been karma or something. I don't know. We got together out of boredom. You know, like with big business, you know, big... I don't know. You know, like there's so much with conservative... oriented, big business, big music, everything. I mean, like, they try to make everything the same. And we just won't go for that. And the Plasmatics are about taking chances, and we are the alternative to homogenized rock and roll and everything else that's happening.
Mm-hmm. So, Matt, did you guys, like, meet, like, in New York and hanging out, or...?
We live in New York, and we got together out of sheer boredom, mm-hmm. and much rehearsing and taking our energies and just letting them go to the absolute most. I mean, like, from the moment you're born, you're given this line, and you're said, don't step over this line,
mm-hmm.
and we don't subscribe to that. We say, step over the line, do it. And this is what we do with our everyday life. This is what we do with our rock and roll. And this is the Plasmatics.
Well, how long, let's say, what were you doing before you were in the Plasmatics?
I did a lot of things. I made my debut on the Howdy Doody show. I sang and danced. And I did everything every healthy, red-blooded American girl would do. I was a hippie. I traveled around. I was a dancer in Europe. I traveled around Europe. I was a lifeguard in Florida. I did sex acts. And here, the best part of my life is the Plasmatics.
Yeah.
This is what I've wanted to do all my life since I saw Elvis Presley first on TV when I was a kid. I said that was what I wanted to do. Mm. And I think it's about time that girls started having some fun.
Okay, well, we got a song queued up. This is called Butcher Baby.
This is a hit over in England. This is our first single that we put out on Stiff Records. It's got the gutsy piggy sound of a chainsaw. I think we're the first band in rock and roll history to ever really put a DiMaggio pickup on it and run a chainsaw right through the sound system.
Revenge! Well, what's he with revenge? That's all!
Oh, right, there's some revenge for you. That's from Black Flag, and we just did a whole set of people that are playing around tonight, and Black Flag are playing tonight. They're playing in Palm Springs. They're playing at a place called Rumors, and that's on Indian Avenue in Palm Springs. I just got back from Palm Springs, and I was one of the people helping to get Black Flag to play there. Apparently they were supposed to play at this Tina Center, and they got canceled. But at the last minute, thanks to Kelly and myself, Kelly's with SST Records, I'm sorry, up in Palm Springs, we managed to get Black Flag at this club called Rumors in Palm Springs. They're playing tonight, and then maybe a little bit later on, towards around 2 o'clock tonight, they might be playing as well. Yeah, Palm Springs is where it was all happening this week. Unbelievable. There's like 5 hardcore punks in the whole city of Palm Springs, and they all hang out at this place called Bates Skateboard. It's on Palm Canyon Drive. That's where they all hang out. And they actually listen to Carol Q and Rodney on the Rock, and everyone like yells out of their cars, Carol Q, the Rock, and everything. It's really insane. And so Black Flag is going to be playing there tonight at Rumors. It's a nightclub there. It's really classic. I understand there's this place where everybody hung out. It's called the Travel Lodge. And I just found out, just informed a little while ago, that there was a riot there last night after I left, that 1,500 kids, and apparently what happened was that the Palm Springs police showed up and asked everybody to leave, all these 1,500 kids, and the kids didn't want to because the kids literally take over the town on Easter vacation, and apparently the police pulled out tear gas, and it was like a big riot. I mean, the police started because the whole time I was up there, there was no violence, no fights or anything. Everyone was getting along. It was really insane, but apparently the police started this riot at the Travel Lodge where 1,500 kids were all like standing around. And this goes out for the kids I saw in Palm Springs wearing the DOA t-shirt.
And I'm Karen.
We're the Little Girls, and you're listening to Rodney on the Rock on Carol Q FM Pasadena, the rock of the 80s.
Name it.
Okay, here's a group we're going to play. We played this last week. A lot of people were asking what this was. Kind of sounded like a Beach Boy tune. It's by an all-girl group from San Francisco called The Urge. And the name of this is Bit by Bit. Let's check it out.
Yeah. some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah, gonna put you in a box. Bum a ram, bum bum, bum bum a ram, bum bum bum, bum bum a ram. Our country's got a feeling, really hit the ceiling. Bum a ram, bum bum, bum bum a ram. Old Uncle Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bum a ram, bum bum. Bombardiers, call the financiers, better get their ass in gear. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Our country's got a feeling, really hit the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Supplies, get our hands untied and bring them back alive. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Our country's got a feeling, really hit the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. You've been stealing, now it's time for dealing. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Go ahead, let you have your way.
Thinking About You, that was called. We started off with this group called Urge, and they did Bit by Bit. They're from San Francisco, all-girl group. And then we heard Thinking About You, we heard Almost Summer, which that kind of sounded like that was by the Beach Boys. That movie's coming on TV this fall, too. And then we heard another American Spring song called Thinking About You. And then we heard Bomb Iran by Vince Vance and the Valiants. That's a kind of amazing song. And we heard some more American Spring. We got a couple more commercials. A new studio, we got new equipment, we're just getting all set up. We still don't have headphones, so working on that, and we'll get it together eventually by the end of tonight. But here's a gentleman who's going to be playing at the Starwood this Wednesday night, Eddie in the Subtitles. We'll be right back. This is by request, believe it or not. This is by a group called Crash Course in Science, and it's on Go-Go Records.
I need my motors. I need my kitchen motors. Away. Every day for the salesman to come around, he brings me electricity to run the motors, motors in my kitchen. They need repair. My microwave's burning. Plug my roast in. Plug my chicken. Plug my vegetable soup. Plug my breakfast. Roast in the oven. My motors, kitchen motors.
QFM in Pasadena.
Full throttle.
All right, that's a group called The Dance doing She Likes a Beat. We started off with Kitchen Motors. That was Crash Course in Science. And then we heard Susie Seashell doing Me and My Vibrator, and that's off of an album called The Rhino Brothers Circus Royale, 10 Great Rhino Acts on 1 LP. You might check that out at Rhino Records. I'm sure they have it. It's called Circus Royale. Just ask them for that. And then we heard She Likes to Beat by The Dance. What could I say?
Rodney.
Hi, what's happening? Want to sip on my diet, right? I have to have a fizzy one. Doesn't fizz enough. I lived in a small town up north called Mountain View, and I was the only person who I looked like now 5 years ago, and they weren't ready for it in the town, so I came to Hollywood and met other long-haired boys and girls, and I happened on that level. Sonny and Cher invited me to a lot of recording sessions. I started out with them. They gave me money. I ate food and drank a lot of diet rights. And moved around and finally settled down and hyped myself to where I am today.
We have a friend named Rodney Bingenheimer. He has a Dutch boy haircut and he's 5'3". He lives down the street from Hullabaloo and he doubles for Davy Jones. And he got beaten up by Brian Jones. Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, well, one time someone in a very famous group, I want to take his picture, and he said blank off. And I said, you can't talk to me like that. I'm Rodney. So blank you. And he goes, what? Boom, he hit me. And everyone says, you hit Rodney. You can't hit Rodney. Apologize to him. So he apologized to me and took me to his recording session the next night.
He's so amazing, you should see his walls. It just screams,
get in there with the pop stars.
I got laid every day for 1 week, solid, because George Harrison and I were pictured together in the May issue of Tiger Beat magazine. I had teenage girls at my doorstep. I had teenage girls in front. I had teenage girls everywhere. And all I did was went next, 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 just like that.
Let me in. Let me in. I'm with one of the Vanilla Fudge.
I know Sonny and Cher. I meditated with George Harrison. The Hollies are my best friends. And I ate lunch with Grace Slick yesterday. Beep. You could ball Ringo Starr if he ball me first. I'm a much better lay because he's had so much. I haven't had as much as he did, so I'm better.
Ringo Starr? Yes. He's
I'm getting sweaty armpits.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Rod and Rodney. We see you at Wallach's and down at the ranch market, waiting for pop stars to casually stroll by. Oh, Rodney, if you introduce me to Mick Jagger, I'll let you meet my little sister. She's only 12 years old.
Rod.
What do you think about all these spottings of Elvis Presley? Do you think that's a myth, or is that true, or what? Are there some about seeing Elvis lookalikes?
Sounds messy. Spottings would he leave a couple of trails.
I mean, you guys must have been to Graceland at one point. Did you ever see Elvis hanging out there?
No, I saw a photo where it shows like a supposedly the ghost of Elvis in the window.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been to Graceland. At the time we were there, you couldn't tour it, and they still had, he had died, but they had the gates shut, and there was graffiti all over the front.
I think they're actually, the sightings of Elvis are just ABEs, alien biological entities. I think they just change into the shape of Elvis so that you'll think it's Elvis and won't notice that they're actually from outer space.
Do you think Elvis is alive?
Yeah, because he's always buying hamburgers in these burger places. Everybody sees him. I mean, that's a silly question, Rodney. You know he's alive.
Seeing is believing.
I don't know.
I see him all the time.
I got this hotline. We could call this number here to find out if there's been any Elvis spottings.
All right, let's put an end to this rumor once and for all that he's dead.
It's like dropping.
1-900-909-1900.
It's my phone number.
Hello.
The crowds and the music, but I now realize that I can't perform for my fans like before. So I've got to just be content to live life.
Not with a voice like that, you can't.
In closing, I wish you all the best and God bless.
Well, folks, there you have it. Is Elvis Presley alive, or is this just one more hoax associated with the greatest entertainer that ever lived? Call back tomorrow for more reported sightings, including one from a member of the Canadian government.
Thank you very much for calling, and do call again soon, won't you? Thanks for calling the King's Hotline, the best way to stay informed on the controversies surrounding the death of Elvis Presley.
Recently, a tape made in 1980, 3 years after the King's death, has been made public for the first time. In that tape, Elvis explains how he was forced
now you know he's
to his own death to escape the pressures of his career, and it turned him into something he was not. He now lives in disguise around the world, with frequent stops in both Hawaii and Tennessee. Supposedly, he's happier than ever, according to reports from eyewitnesses.
Yeah, I know it's not him.
We will now play part of that secret death tape for you.
No, I just want my fans to know that I am still with them, both spiritually and mentally. I know that a lot of you won't understand my reasons for doing this, but you must understand that I felt that I had no other choice. I miss the crowds and the music, but I now realize that I can't perform for my fans like before. So I've got to just be content to live life as a private citizen. In closing, I wish you all the best, and God bless.
Well, folks, there you have it. Is Elvis Presley alive, or is it just one more hoax?
He keeps saying that.
Associated with the greatest entertainer that ever lived.
listening to Rodney on the Rock, and I'm here in the studio with Charlotte Caffey and Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's, and they look like Vogue models. But you do have model vibe family because you have a sister that was a model for Vogue, right?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Her name was... actually, that was a big story. It was never true. I don't know how... I know. I didn't start it, but somehow... It got, mm-hmm. I don't know how it started, but it was a rumor that was a long time ago, and I just went... I think it was Pleasant or somebody started it up, or I don't
really?
Know. But it was a thing, and so I just went along with it, but now I can confess that I really don't have a model sister. I don't.
So you've been practicing, you've been rehearsing and stuff?
Yeah, we've been rehearsing, and... Mm-hmm. And just getting ready for this thing is a lot of work to be done for this tour, and, you know, getting that together and getting, you know, equipment together, road cases and all mm-hmm. that touring kind of stuff.
So who did you bump into at the rehearsals?
The actual Mickey Dolenz and Peter Tork were in our room. We were so excited.
Are you
flabbergasted.
Serious?
Really flabbergasted.
It was so... Mm-hmm.
It's so weird because, you know, we've met people and stuff, but... I mean, what do you say?
And Peter was wearing his Batman T-shirt. I could have died. It was great.
I bet it's a Gary Strobel original.
They both look real good.
Look
and
fun.
we were listening at their door, and they were playing Last Train to Clarksville.
We were dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. It was great. They only knew.
Are you girls gonna be at the concert, the Monkees?
I would. I'm there. I'm there too.
So there's going to be a Monkees convention at the Holiday Inn in September as well.
Oh, God.
That's going to be great.
Wonderful.
Were you a member of the Monkees fan club?
Yeah, I was in it.
I remember I was about 8 or 9. And
yeah, me too.
I was looking for the phone book for Mickey Dolenz's phone number, and I called the information thinking that I was really going to get it.
Sure?
But, you know, I was pretty
That's
naive.
Classic.
What can I say?
Yeah, we're just going crazier with the phones. And,
oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Later.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You want to give me a 2-hour show?
Thank
hey,
you.
Kids, ride in and demand Rodney to have more time. Carol Q.
Atomic mushroom.
Oh, hype. Carol Q. We get a lot of weirdos. I'd like to close with something, and I'd like to dedicate this to Patti Smith.
gentle tradition of Donovan and Dylan, we have an American troubadour, Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, teenage woman, come live with me in my dirty room behind the ranch market. Let me show you off to all my friends on the Sunset Strip. Don't flirt with any other long-haired boys. I'm the prettiest little boy in the whole wide world. It took me 2.5 hours to wash and dry my beautiful fluffy hair. For you, my teenage princess, living in your teenage dream, let me be your teenage everything. I'll be yours tonight, like a buccaneer of love. You'll be my turtle dove of sweetness. I'll be your stallion. We'll go romp together in our teenage meadows of infinity. Dear sweet meat, my teddy bear of ecstasy, come share my laundry and visions of the universe. Be my teenage woman. To me, my teenage love goddess. Woof, woof, I love you. Woof, woof, I want you. Woof, woof, please be mine. Oh, woof, woof. Oh, teenage woman. Oh, teenage woman. Oh, teenage woman. Oh, teenage. Teenage woman. Oh, teenage woman. I love you. I want you.
Be back.